This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Over the past 8 weeks, Michigan's relationship with public health has undergone a pretty radical shift. The COVID-19 pandemic has killed more than 4,600 people that we know of and sickened tens of thousands of others. Most businesses across Michigan are offline, and a million-plus children are learning in place as best they can. Dr. Jonae Khaldun's job has changed as well. She is the state's chief medical executive, and she joins us today. Dr. Khaldun, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me back.
The last time we spoke for Stateside purposes, we were at the very onset of the pandemic. How would you say Michigan rates right now compared with other states?
Yeah, so Michigan is certainly improving. We currently rank seventh. The last time I looked yesterday, we ranked seventh as far as the number of cases that we have in the state. And unfortunately, we rank third when it comes to the number of total deaths. But that said, we are seeing a significant decline overall in the number of cases and deaths in the state. So that is positive.
Should we be surprised at the relatively high rates of death and infection in Michigan?
You know, I don't know if surprised is the right word. I think we certainly are concerned. We certainly know that there are a lot of health disparities that exist in the state, and particularly in the Detroit metro area. So it's certainly very concerning. But again, as a country, we were so behind when it comes to ramping up testing that I don't think it's a surprise, really, how we fared across the entire country when it comes to the spread of this disease.
The administration is in the process of trying to figure out which businesses would be safe to reopen and how that might work. Can you tell us a little bit about your criteria?
Absolutely. So it's very complex. So we're looking at epidemiological factors, things like the rate of cases, the rate of rise in cases in different regions, the rate of deaths, the percent of the tests that are done that are testing positive. We're also looking at hospital capacity in the various regions of the state. And especially important is making sure that our public health capacity is what it should be. So making sure we're getting enough tests in various areas of the state, and that once someone tests positive, our local health departments have the capacity to be able to identify those people very quickly and identify their close contacts so that they can appropriately isolate or quarantine as public health would recommend.
Trish Foster, who currently serves as the state's chief operating officer, has said that one of the state's upcoming goals is getting to 30,000 COVID tests per day. Tell us a little bit about why that number is a goal.
So it's really important, especially as we start to reopen the economy, that we can identify anyone who may have the disease as quickly as possible. If you open up and you're not testing enough people, you may have a false sense of security thinking that the disease is not, that it does not exist. So it's really important that we test. And we're especially prioritizing testing in vulnerable populations. So people who may not have access to a test, people who may have underlying health conditions, those essential workers, those people who will have to come out and work, we are making sure we're prioritizing those individuals and also targeting folks who may be able to spread it to a lot of other people just based on their field of work.
But that number 30,000, is that based on, say, the reopening phases, or maybe just what sounds realistic and doable at this time?
So it's based on what a lot of national experts have talked about regarding needing to test roughly 1 to 2% of your population. We are currently looking very closely at that. And again, 30,000 is one next goal, but we actually think if we have the supplies that we may be able to even get higher than that. But again, we really have to focus on our vulnerable populations and making sure as we're reopening the economy, we're also doing appropriate expanded testing.
The Harvard Global Health Institute has a series of recommendations that would suggest Michigan should get closer to 58,000 daily tests before reopening. Could you say why that was not the target that you decided on?
Well, again, it's a moving target, and I'll be honest with you. I think everyone across the entire country, I speak to many state health officers every week, and everyone's kind of trying to figure this out as we move ahead. And again, the 30,000 is a short-term goal. That's for the end of May, right? That doesn't mean that in the fall, we don't need to test even more people. So 30,000 is certainly not the ceiling. It is our next step goal. And you're right, I think we will need to do even more. And as we think about matching these vulnerable populations that I talked to you about, absolutely, we will have to increase our testing beyond 30,000.
Right. Is there data that you'd like to have that you just don't have right now?
Yeah, you know, it's what this pandemic has really shown is that our data systems, our technology systems are not what they need to be. And there's no question that public health, quite frankly, has not been funded across the country appropriately for decades. And so we're seeing that now. I would love to be able to quickly understand the demographics of the people who are being tested. I would love for our various systems between hospitals and the local health department and our state health department and Medicaid and everything else to be able to speak to each other very seamlessly. And so those systems don't always work very well. We're actively trying to address that. But I wish that we all had quicker access to data and that all of our technology systems kind of spoke to each other in a seamless way. And we're working towards that, but that's not where we started off.
Are you recommending that people who do not have symptoms get tested right now?
Yeah, so we have expanded our testing criteria, importantly, again, because we have to expand the number of tests done, especially as we start to reopen the economy. So people who are in these higher risk settings, certainly people living in congregate care facilities, nursing homes, incarcerated, homeless shelters, we are actively looking at expanding testing in those areas and including people who do not have symptoms.
Yeah. A great many people are trying to make decisions about if they were ordered back to work at this time, would they show up? Would it be safe for them to show up? What would you tell them?
You know, everyone has a right to be very concerned about their health and safety, and certainly we at the state level are as well. But that's why we are slowly dialing up when it comes to reopening the economy and working very closely with employers to make sure they are following best practices when it comes to keeping their employees safe. Includes things like appropriate social distancing, limiting or eliminating people who are congregating in shared spaces, making sure people are wearing masks. So all of those things are really, really important as we work to reopen. And I believe that employees should certainly talk to their employers about what safety measures they have in place to protect their health.
Is there a series of guidelines? I mean, have state health officials been working with those who are regulating workplaces to make sure that employers are enforcing protections for people?
Yes, we're working very hard on that. We're working with our Labor and Economic Opportunity Department. We're speaking a lot with our federal partners regarding this type of guidance and also working with various employer groups to make sure that we are understanding their business, but also making sure they're implementing the right protective guidelines so that their workers are protected. But again, everyone across the country is trying to build this as we go along. The CDC has not, by and large, put out specific guidelines for every workplace. And so we are actively working on doing that and also looking at other best practices from other states, making sure we're learning from them as well.
If you're just joining us today, we're talking with Dr. Jonae Khaldun. She's the chief medical executive for the state of Michigan. Dr. Khaldun, we're starting to see some reporting on the emergence of something called pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome. And hotspots are increasingly concerned about how some of the associated conditions with COVID-19 may be affecting children and young children. Is this something your staff has been tracking?
Yes, we're very concerned about this. Obviously, this is a new virus, and we're all trying to learn how it impacts the human body, how it impacts people of different ages. And so we are currently tracking. We know that there are several investigations going on across the state with patients, pediatric patients in hospitals. And so we continue to ask parents if they think their child is having symptoms, fever, red eyes, red lips. Certainly we want medical providers, pediatricians, emergency departments to be on the lookout for this disease as well. But it is very concerning.
Do you expect that the information that we're just starting to accrue on PMIS might change some of the decisions that have been made about daycares and maybe schools in the fall as well?
We certainly have to, again, this is changing by the day. We're learning more and more every day. And certainly it is something that we will have to consider when it comes to thinking about protecting the health of our children. Absolutely.
Yeah. One more thing I wanted to ask about. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy has filed a lawsuit against the Whitmer administration today. Their concern is that the decisions made on reopening businesses, or I guess I should say, on keeping the stay-at-home order in place, have resulted in medical consequences for some Michiganders. I'm not going to ask you about the substance of the lawsuit. And again, this was just newly filed late yesterday. But I did want to ask, can you tell us anything about what procedures are allowable at this point? Whether doctors have their own agency to do that, and just what the timetable might be for necessary medical procedures?
Sure. So with the executive order about essential procedures, non-essential procedures, the governor actually did allow physicians to use their own judgment when it comes to determining what is time sensitive and what is not time sensitive. I sent a letter to medical providers a little over a week ago, further clarifying this. So again, physicians should be right now looking at patients who have chronic diseases. We actually put into our executive order that things like cancer screening and testing should actually not be postponed. So that was not in the executive order. In fact, it was removed from, we asked people to actually remove that from their postponement plans. So physicians, and again, I'm a practicing physician, I do believe that physicians should have the authority to be able to determine what is time sensitive for their patients. And again, things that were not time sensitive 6 weeks ago, maybe they are now, and physicians should be talking to their patients about that.
We see the state of New York has just changed its regulations for nursing homes, lifting requirements that nursing homes cannot turn away COVID patients. That's obviously been a difficult issue for rehabilitation centers and nursing homes to have to deal with. Is there any chance that Michigan might follow suit for that?
We're currently looking at that. We have over 20 regional hubs right now in the state that are able to take care of patients with COVID-19. We're making sure they have the appropriate staffing and personal protective equipment to be able to safely care for patients. But again, we will continue to monitor these policies and pivot as necessary, and also, of course, learning from the experiences of other states.
All right. Dr. Khaldun, is there anything top of mind that you really want the public to understand right now?
I would just say, you know, we are not out of the woods. And while the numbers are improving, we still see many cases and many deaths every day. I encourage everyone to continue maintaining their social distancing and wearing a mask if you're out in public and not going out and gathering in groups. This is very, very serious. People are losing loved ones. I've lost people that were very important to me. And so it's really important that people continue to take this seriously. We are not out of the woods.
Dr. Khaldun, I'm sorry for your losses and thank you for the work that you're doing right now.
Thank you for having me on.
Dr. Jonae Khaldun is Michigan's chief medical executive.